Hello and welcome to this episode of It's Rocket Science,
Universal Anomalies Explained by High Schoolers.
I'm Isabella Davis.
And I'm Addie Kessler.
Okay, so you've joined Addie and I after we've taken the SAT last Saturday. So Addie, give me a brief description of what the SAT is.
Sure. So the SAT is a standardized test widely used for college admissions in the United States, and it is divided into two categories, critical reading and mathematics. The test itself takes about 4 hours to complete. If you choose to add on the essay, which is optional, but most colleges, I think, like it that you do the essay.
Yeah. And how long has the SATs been going on?
The SATs were founded in 1926, so they're coming on 100 years.
Wow, that's incredible.
Yeah, so that means our parents took the SATs. I was talking to my parents about it, and they say they didn't study for the SAT. They didn't worry about it, and it wasn't a big deal. And I feel like it's such a part of, you know, our culture, like around our age, because
yeah, I've been studying for the SATs almost since I've been in freshman year. Like, it's intense. And geez, that would be nice.
I know. Imagine all the hours you put into studying the SATs.
But Addie, why do you think the SATs have become so popular?
Well, I think nowadays, since, you know, colleges are so selective, that they need like a baseline so that they can accept their applicants and determine who is best qualified and who would be prepared to do well at their school.
But how can you tell how someone's going to do well just by numbers?
That's what I don't agree with. I think that you can't tell how well someone's going to do with just a set of numbers.
We've had a guest join us out of the blue. Her name is Leah Black. She also goes to the same school as us. Can you tell us your own personal opinion about the SAT? You also took it last Saturday with us.
I did take it. I kind of enjoyed it. I didn't enjoy the stress leading up to it and the pressure to do good, but I kind of like tests like that and like testing myself and pushing myself and like working hard to like beat the test and try my best. I kind of think of it as a competition, and I'm just like going against myself and going against the test and always trying to improve myself, and that's kind of fun for me.
Yeah, that's nice. What do you think about colleges that hold SATs as a really high marker for accepting you?
I really do not understand or like it. Like, it doesn't make sense when test scores don't really correlate with knowledge. Like, there's so many different types of knowledge, and the test only tests one type.
I would agree with that statement. Anything else you would like to add, Leah?
I don't think so. Thank you, guys.
Okay, thank you for joining us.
So over winter break, when I was back east looking at colleges, a lot of the schools that I visited, well, not a lot, but a couple of them, are saying that they're SAT optional or SAT flexible, which means that they don't put as much emphasis on this test. So when you're applying, you can decide to submit your scores and they'll look at them. But if you decide not to, they're not going to hold that against you.
I think that's really interesting.
But if you look at schools like Harvard or Stanford, all these Ivy Leagues that are very prestigious, when they look at your application, if you don't have SAT scores that are up to par, then they're just going to discard your application.
And even though we've been talking so hard about the SATs, we are going to give you some tips and strategies.
So, Isabel, how have you studied for the SATs? You said you started when you were, what, in ninth grade?
Well, halfway through ninth grade, I started working with this woman who was helping me with math. Then over these past 3 years, we've continued to meet every once a week, and we'll just focus on SAT prep or do something like that. And so it really helped me. I don't know if it would help someone else, but for me, I can really see improvement on my test scores and see that getting better.
That's awesome. I'm so glad you have that and that it's working for you. I personally do not have a private tutor, but I do use Khan Academy, which I think you use as well.
I do.
And that's a free online resource. It's connected to the College Board, so it takes your PSAT scores and it makes this personalized
I don't know what you want to call it.
Like program for you to study.
Right. Of problems that you've missed. And it's really shaped to like help you strengthen in your weak areas.
Yeah.
Areas of growth.
Yeah. No, I definitely started doing that a lot more this year. I had it last year, but I didn't do it as much. But this year I sort of kicked it into full gear. And like, you can make yourself like lesson plans and say you're going to study this day and this amount of time and do this amount of questions. And I really like made this lesson plan for myself and worked on that really hard.
Yeah.
And like, they break up each of the sections into mini sections, even like with different topics. And then also they have full practice tests on there that are timed that you can take, which was a bit harder for me because it was hard to do it because it was on the computer and I prefer to sort of like print out some paper and do some work on that more.
I agree with that. I'm a very visual hands-on person. So yeah. If I can't, you know, scribble on the side, it's really hard for me.
Yeah. Don't try to scribble on your screen.
No.
Thank you for joining us today for a little brief discussion about the SATs.
And if you are in the process of studying for the SATs, we wish you luck.